Welcome to this demonstration of the iPhone 5S. And in this demonstration, I'll talk a little bit about the iPhone 5S itself, go through a physical description of the iPhone 5S, go through the setup process in installing and setting up the phone, arriving at the home screen, of course, and then going through some voiceover gestures. And of course, we'll spend some time playing with the new Touch ID option, of course, available in the iPhone 5S. So just a few comments about the iPhone 5S itself. Of course, it comes in 16, 32, 64 gigabytes.
And you can get it in silver, gold, or space gray.
And a couple of the outstanding features, of course, to do with the iPhone 5S is the fact that it's now got a 64-bit processor. It has the A7 chip and the M7 chip used for fitness style applications. If you put the iPhone 5S next to an iPhone 5, they do feel exactly the same. The only difference being the home button. On the iPhone 5, the home button is, of course, indented and concave. So it's slightly indented. On the iPhone 5S, the button is, of course, still indented, but the button's actually flat, so it feels a little bit different. But besides that, for all intents and purposes, the iPhone 5S feels exactly the same as an iPhone 5, of course, with different internals, including the Touch ID fingerprint sensor. Let me give you a physical description of the iPhone 5S. So we'll start at the top on the right-hand edge. You have the power on-off button. On the right-hand edge in the middle, you have the little SIM tray that you can pop out with a SIM ejection tool or a paperclip. And that, of course, allows you to put a SIM card in. If we come to the bottom edge on the phone, on the left-hand side, you have the 3.5mm headphone jack. Then the microphone, the small lightning connector, and of course then the speaker grill. If you come to the top left hand edge, of course we have the side selector switch. If I push it back towards the back of the phone, it will mute the sound of the phone, and of course the phone will then vibrate. If I bring it forward towards the front face of the phone, or flick it forward towards the front face of the phone, it then unmutes the sound on the iPhone 5S. So below that switch, you have separate round volume up and volume down buttons, and of course they make a nice click 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 when you press them. And the rest of the left hand edge is just the smooth side of the phone. If I turn the iPhone 5S over, we have the back of the phone, and of course the same with the iPhone 5, we have an aluminium middle backing or metal back, and then at the top and bottom of the phone on the back we have glass inserts. And of course on the glass insert at the top, you have the options there for the camera, flash, etc. on the left hand side. And then probably about a third of the way down on the aluminium backing, or the aluminium backing depending how you like to say it, you can feel the very smooth Apple logo as compared to the rest of the actual aluminium backing. If I turn the phone back over, of course the front of the front face of the phone is mainly taken up by the multi-touch touchscreen. And if I take my finger to the top front face and bring it down slightly, I'll find the grill, which is the speaker grill. And then from there, straight down to just above the home button. That's of course the multi-touch touchscreen. And of course we have the indented, now flat, home button. So I'll just clarify, the home button is flat, but it's indented, so you still have an indented home button. I'm not saying it's actually flush with the face of the phone, it's still indented, but rather than the actual button being slightly indented itself, it's now flat. So I hope that's clear enough for folks. And just one final thing, of course, the surrounds of the phone is the metal band around the edges of the phone. Okay, so let me turn on the phone. So I'm going to hold down the power button at the top right-hand side of the phone for 2 seconds, and I'm going to count. One, two. And normally when you start up an iPhone, it normally takes around about 15 seconds for the phone to start up. And what I find I normally do after I've held down that home button and I've waited a little bit of time to see if the phone's turned on, I'll then come up to the mute switch, so that switch on the top left-hand edge, and push it back towards the back of the phone and see if the phone vibrates. So I'll do that now. Okay, and I've just heard the phone vibrate, so I know the phone's now on. So I'm going to put that side selector switch back forward towards the front face of the phone, so that's back in sound. And then I'll come back down to my home button, and I'm going to press that home button 3 times. One, two, three.
Voice over on. Screen locked.
So VoiceOver just got turned on by me pressing the home button 3 times, and I just pressed the power button again to lock the screen. Because I just need to explain something to you. When I unlock the phone by pressing the home button, as we're going through this initial setup for the phone, so what I'm going to get at the screen is 3 items. The first item is going to be the word hello in different languages. Then the word setup, which will be in that particular language that got spoken in the hello. And then an information button. So what I normally do is I flick between the word hello and the setup. And when I get to where it says English, I'll then do a double tap on the English setup button to then start the rest of the install for the iPhone 5S. Okay, so I'll do that now. I'm going to press the home button to unlock the screen. There's the first word. One finger flick to the right. It's a setup. Flick back to the left.
Hola.
Flick back to the right.
Deslizar para configurar.
Flick back to the left.
안녕하세요.
Flick back to the right.
이것을 설정하기.
Flick back to the left.
Hello.
Flick back to the right.
화동来 设定.
Flick back to the left.
Hello.
Flick back to the right.
답변을 리뷰하다.
Flick back to the left.
Merhaba.
Flick back to the right.
Passe o dedo para
Flick
configurar.
back to the left.
Olá.
Back to the right.
Slide to setup.
One finger double tap.
Slide. Setup. British English.
Okay, now that said British English. I'm now going to flick down through the screen with one finger flicking to the right, of course, with VoiceOver, to get down to Australian English. Okay, so I'll do that now. One finger flick to the right until I get down to where it says Australian.
English.
Français.
Deutsch. 简体中文. 繁体中文. 日本語.
Nederlands.
Italiano. Español. Español. 네. 한국어. Português. Português. Portugal. Dansk. Suomi. Norsk. Bulgarian. Svenska. Ruski. Polski. Turkce. Unpronounceable.
An Arabiat.
Hrvatski. Čeština. Elinika. Unpronounceable. Rumuno. Slovenčina. Bahasa Thai. Bahasa Indonesia. Bahasa Melayu. Australian English.
Okay, that's the one that I want in my case. So one finger double tap on Australian English.
Alert. Setting language. Messages. Voice.
And as you can tell, it's changed from the Samantha US voice to the Australian Karen voice. So if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen,
back button.
I've got a back button that I go back to the previous screen. Now if I do one finger flick to the right,
select your country or region heading.
Select your country or region heading. One finger flick to the right again.
United Kingdom.
Okay, so here we've got different countries. United Kingdom.
More countries and regions.
And I'm just flicking to the right.
Afghanistan.
And of course, I'm going to flick down to Australia. So I'm going to keep flicking to the right till I get to Australia.
Holland Islands, Albania, Algeria, American Samoa, Andorra, Angola, Antigua and Barbuda, Argentina, Armenia, Aruba, Australia.
Okay, and there's Australia. One finger double tap and you're on the screen.
Back button.
There's our back button again. So if I do one finger flick to the right again.
Choose a Wi-Fi network. Heading.
Choose a Wi-Fi network.
Able, secure, signal strength 51%. Double tap to join the network.
Now, because I'm at work, I'm not going to actually choose a Wi-Fi network. I'm going to choose the mobile way of doing it. So if I keep flicking to the right with one finger.
Texpo, VA employee, VA guest, choose another network. Use mobile connection button.
Okay, I'm going to choose use mobile connection. So I do one finger double tap to select that.
Back button.
And that's our back button again. So I do one finger flick to the right again.
Location services, heading.
Location services heading. One finger flick to the right.
Enable location services.
Okay, enable location services or?
Disable location services.
Disable location service, and I keep flicking to the right with one finger.
What is location services? Heading.
What is location services? And then I'll give a description of location services if I flick to the right again.
Location services allows maps and other apps to gather and use data indicating your approximate location.
One finger flick to the right.
About location services. Button.
About location services, and one more finger flick to the right. I can't go any further. So I'm going to choose enable location services. So one finger flick back to the left till I get to that.
Location services allows maps and what is location services? Disable location services.
And that was disable location services. One more finger flick to the left.
Enable location services.
And enable location services. One finger double tap.
Set up at back. Back button.
There's our back button again at the top left hand side of the screen. One finger flick to the right.
Set up your iPhone. Heading.
Set up your iPhone heading.
Set up as new iPhone.
So now I've got a choice how to set up this iPhone. So I can set up as a new iPhone. That's the first option. One finger flick to the right.
Restore from iCloud backup.
Restore from iCloud backup. One finger flick to the right.
Restore from iTunes backup.
Restore from iTunes backup.
What does restoring do? Heading.
And heading, what does restoring do? And an explanation follows by one finger flicking to the right.
Your personal data and purchased content will appear on your device automatically.
Okay, and one more finger flick to the right. We heard the beep. We can't go any further. So for this demonstration, I'm actually going to set it up as a new iPhone. So I'm going to one finger flick back to the left to get to new iPhone.
What does restoring do? Heading. Restore from iTunes backup. Restore from iCloud backup.
Okay, that's restore from iCloud backup. One more finger flick to the left.
Set up as new iPhone.
Set up as new iPhone. And one finger double tap to select that.
Sign it back. Back button.
There's our back button again. One finger flick to the right.
Apple ID, heading.
Yeah, it wants me to put in my Apple ID as a heading.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
Create a free Apple ID.
Or create a free Apple ID.
Skip this step.
Skip this step.
What is an Apple ID? Heading.
And heading, what is an Apple ID? And now a explanation, if I do one more finger flick to the right.
An Apple ID is your secure login for just about everything you do with Apple.
One finger flick to the right again.
Shop for music, movies, TV shows and more in the iTunes store.
Another flick.
Access your music, photos, contacts, calendars and more on all your devices. Communicate with friends using iMessage and FaceTime.
Of course I'm still flicking.
Play multiplayer games and track achievements with Game Center. Shop for your favorite books with iBooks. Some features, applications, and services are not available in all areas.
Okay, you heard the doing. I said one more finger flick to the right, we can't go any further. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to Apple ID.
Shop for your favorite books with play multiplayer game, communicate with friends, you access your music, shop for music, get access to the best sil- an Apple ID is your secure lock. What is an Apple ID? Skip this step. Create a free Apple ID. Sign in with your Apple ID. Create a free Apple ID.
Okay, let's create Apple ID. And one more finger flick back to the left.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
Sign in with your Apple ID. One finger double tap on that.
Apple ID. Text field. Is editing. Example at iCloud.com.
Now what I'm going to do now, I'm actually going to pause the recording and put in my username for my Apple ID. Now just a note about typing on the iPhone. If I want to start putting in a letter on the on-screen keyboard, if I find, in my case, D.
D.
Okay, and tap Delta. My finger off. I haven't put the letter in, I've just located the letter. So to put the letter in, and it's the last thing that spoke, I now do a one-finger double tap.
D.
And I've put the D in. So literally, you drag your finger around to the character you want, take your finger off, and then one finger double tap to put that character in. And that's called standard typing mode. Now, if you want to switch to touch typing, which I'm going to use myself, you can use the what's called the voiceover rotor to do that. So if I put two fingers on the screen at 9 and 3, and I rotate them as if I'm turning a dial, so let's say that my left finger goes to 10, my right finger goes to 4. Every time I do that from the 9-3 position, I'll be going clockwise, turning the dial to different options in the rotor. When I get to typing, I can then do a one finger flick down or up to choose touch typing mode rather than standard typing. And of course, I could do a two finger counterclockwise rotate. So then 9 and 3, my left finger would come down to 8, my right finger would go up to 2. So basically, you can never go clockwise and anti-clockwise. So two-finger rotate.
Words.
That's words.
Speech rate.
Speech rate.
Containers.
Containers.
Headings.
Headings.
Edit.
Edit.
Typing mode.
And there's typing mode. So one finger flick down.
Touch typing.
There's touch typing, and I'm in that mode now. So now if I find an A. Okay, so you heard the character went in straight away. I just dragged my finger to the character, in this case A. When I took my finger off the letter A, it put the character in straight away. So just remember, standard typing is drag your finger around the on-screen keyboard and find the letter, take your finger off, and then one finger double tap to pull it in. Or touch typing mode, drag your finger around to find the letter, take your finger off the letter, and it puts that letter in straight away for you. And that's what I'm going to use for the rest of my username and Apple ID password. So let's pause the recording and put in my username. Okay, so I've put in my username, so I touch towards the top of the screen again.
Apple ID, text field, is editing, character mode.
Okay, so I do one finger flick to the right.
Password, required, secure, text field, double tap to edit.
Okay, that's the password field for my Apple ID, and as it said, double tap to edit, so one finger double tap.
Insertion point at end.
So I'm going to pause the recording again and put in my Apple ID password. And as you'll notice, when you're doing it, you'll get the speech speaking the letters, but you'll get a click when the actual letter or character goes into the password field. So I'll just pause the recording and I'll put mine in now. Okay, so I'll put in my password. So I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen again.
Password, secure, text field, is editing, character mode.
Okay, one finger flick.
Use different Apple IDs for iCloud and iTunes. Button.
Okay, this is where you can choose to use a different Apple ID for iCloud and iTunes. One finger flick to the right.
Forgot Apple ID or password. Button.
Forgot Apple ID or password. And if I flick one more time to the right, I'm going to end up back on the on-screen keyboard. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left.
Use different Apple IDs. Password. Apple ID. Apple ID. Heading. Next. Button.
Okay, and double tap on now the next button.
In progress. Back. Back button.
Okay, there's our friend, the back button at the top left-hand side of the screen again. One finger flick to the right.
Terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions.
Sent by email. Important. Please read the following terms before using your iOS device. By
now,
using your iOS device.
What I find I normally do here, and I just did a two-finger touch on the screen to shut the voice up, is do a three-finger flick up.
Rows 4 to 8 of 8.
Which basically scrolls the screen. Touch towards the bottom right-hand side of the screen.
Agree. Button.
And one finger double tap on the agree button.
Terms and conditions.
Now one finger flick to the right.
I agree to the iOS, iCloud and Game Center terms and conditions and the Apple privacy policy.
One finger flick to the right again.
Cancel. Button. And
again.
Agree. Button.
And one finger double tap on agree.
In progress. iCloud. Heading.
Okay, that's iCloud heading. Let me just do one finger flick back to the left. Okay, we don't have any back button there at this moment. So one finger flick to the right.
Use iCloud.
That's use iCloud.
Don't use iCloud.
And it's don't use iCloud. That's the two options under the heading. One finger flick to the right.
What is iCloud? Heading.
What is iCloud? And then the explanation follows if I do another one finger flick to the right.
iCloud lets you access your music, photos, contacts, calendars and more on all of your devices, automatically.
Flick to the right again.
About iCloud. Button.
And about iCloud, and then one more finger flick to the right, and I can't go any further. So I'm going to choose use iCloud, so one finger flick back to the left.
iCloud lets you what is iCloud? Don't use iCloud.
Okay, so there's don't use iCloud, and one more finger flick back to the left.
Use iCloud.
Let's use iCloud, so one finger double tap.
Back. Back button.
There's our friend, the back button, so one finger flick to the right.
Find my iPhone. Heading.
That's find my iPhone heading.
Use find my iPhone.
And the two choices yet again. We've got find my iPhone or one finger
don't
flick to the right.
Don't use find my iPhone.
Don't use find my iPhone. And now the explanation.
What is find my iPhone?
There's the heading for find my iPhone, explanation, and then one more finger flick to the right is the explanation.
Find my iPhone allows you to locate, lock and erase your iPhone if you lose it. Your Apple ID and password will also be required before anyone can erase or reactivate it.
Okay, so nice and secure if you use find my iPhone. One more finger flick to the right.
About find my iPhone.
That's about button. Find my iPhone. And of course, one more finger flick to the right. And we can't go any further. So I'm going to choose use find my iPhone. So one finger flick to the left.
Find my iPhone. What is find my iPhone? Don't use find my iPhone.
Okay, that's don't use find my iPhone. One more finger flick to the left.
Use find my iPhone.
That's use find my iPhone. One finger double tap.
Back. Back button.
Okay, there's our friend, the back button. One finger flick to the right.
Next. Button.
Is the next button. Now, one finger flick to the right.
iMessage and FaceTime. Heading.
This is iMessage and FaceTime heading. One more finger flick to the right.
Let other people reach you at. Heading.
Let people reach you at. Now, this is going to take my existing iMessage contacts and put them in a list, and they're going to be already selected. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Selected. Plus 61400.
Okay, that one's selected. One more finger flick to the right.
Selected. David.
Okay, that one's selected. One more finger flick to the right.
Selected. David. Wood.
Okay, that one's selected.
New outgoing messages, FaceTime, and FaceTime audio calls will be sent from plus 61400.
That's telling me where the FaceTime audio and so on's going. One more finger flick to the right.
What are iMessage and FaceTime? Heading.
And then an explanation. What are iMessage and FaceTime? One more finger flick to the right.
People can contact you on all your devices via iMessage and FaceTime using your phone number or your email addresses.
Flick to the right again. And that's it. We can't go any further. Okay, so I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left and choose the next button. So one finger flick back to the left to get to the next button.
What are iMessage and new outgoing? Selected, selected, selected. Let other people read iMessage and fake next. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on next.
In progress. Set up touch ID. Heading.
Okay, now this is the thing that I've been waiting for, and you've probably been waiting for this demonstration, is the setup, the Touch ID fingerprint sensor, which I'm really looking forward to. So let me just touch towards the top of the screen. There's nothing there. One finger flick to the right.
Set up Touch ID. Heading.
Okay, heading. Set up Touch ID. One finger flick to the right.
Set up now.
And of course we have the choices, set up now or...
Set up later.
Set up later. One finger flick to the right.
Touch ID allows you to use your fingerprint in place of your passcode or Apple ID password for per cases. Heading.
Okay, so that's an explanation of the Touch ID fingerprint sensor. So basically you can use it instead of your passcode or Apple ID for purchases. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left and of course choose Use Touch ID.
Set up later.
Okay, there's set up later. And one more finger flick back to the left.
Set up now.
Set up now. So here we go. One finger double tap.
Place your finger.
So I'm just going to do a two finger flick up to read from the top of the screen to the bottom.
Back. Back button. Photo of a person holding an iPhone with their left hand while touching the home button with their thumb. Image. Set up fingerprints. Scan the finger or thumb you normally use on the home button.
Okay, so scan the finger that you normally use on the home button. So I'm going to put my thumb on the home button.
Lift your finger.
Okay, so it vibrated now, it's saying lift my finger. So I take my finger off.
Place your finger.
Place my finger again on the home button. Vibrated.
Lift your finger.
Lift my finger up
place
again.
Place your finger.
Now place my finger again. It's vibrated.
Lift your finger.
Lift my finger up
place
again.
Place your finger.
Place my finger again. Vibrated.
Lift your finger.
Lift my finger.
Place your finger.
Place my finger. Vibrate.
Lift your finger. Person holding an iPhone with their right hand while touching the home button with their thumb. Image. Adjust your grip. Keep going to capture the edges of your print.
So if I do a two-finger flick up to read the rest of the screen again.
Place your finger. Lift and rest the edge of your finger on the home button repeatedly. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 12% complete. Image. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image.
Okay, so I basically need to touch the edges of my thumb. So I'm going to do that now. Vibrate.
Lift your finger.
Lift my
finger. Place your finger.
And of course, again, each time I'm doing that, it's vibrating as it recognizes my finger. Down again. Vibrate.
Lift your finger.
Up again.
Place your finger.
Down again.
Lift your finger.
Up again.
Place your finger.
Down again.
Place your finger. Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone.
There we go. So that wasn't too hard. So basically what I was doing, I was putting the edges of my thumb, both left and right, on the fingerprint sensor, which is the home button, of course. I probably didn't actually say that when I started doing it because I got a bit excited. But basically the fingerprint sensor or the Touch ID is your home button. So that's where you're basically putting your finger on, the home button. So let me just reread the screen again with a two-finger flick up.
Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image.
So touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen, and I'm going to do one finger flick down to the continue button.
Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image.
Finger flick to the right.
Continue. Button.
Double tap on continue.
Create a passcode.
Okay, now we've got to create a passcode, because you can still use your passcode if you wish, or you can use the fingerprint sensor. So I'm going to create a passcode. So I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Create a passcode.
There's the heading for create a passcode. One finger flick to the right.
Enter a four-digit passcode.
Enter a four-digit passcode.
One.
And then I'm on the number button for the passcode. So I'm going to put in a passcode for this. So I'm going to do one.
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 Three.
Three.
D E F.
Two.
Two. A B C.
Zero.
Zero.
And if I touch towards the top of the screen again.
Create a passcode.
One finger flick to the right.
Re-enter your passcode.
This is re-enter my passcode.
One.
I'm back down to the keyboard again. So I'm going to re-enter my passcode. Touch on one.
One.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
And zero.
Zero. Touch ID for per cases.
I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Touch ID for per cases. Heading.
Okay, so heading touch ID for Apple purchases. One finger flick to the right.
Use touch ID for per cases.
And then here's our choice. Use touch ID for purchases or one finger flick to the right.
Set up later.
Or set up later. So one more finger flick to the right.
Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when buying from the iTunes and App Store. Heading.
Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory. Use your fingerprint for purchases from the iTunes or App Store. Okay, so one more finger flick to the right. And we can't go any further. So I'm going to choose use my fingerprint. So one finger flick back to the left.
Set up later.
And set up later. One more finger flick to the left.
Use touch ID for per cases.
Use touch ID for purchases. One finger double tap.
Don't use back. Back button.
There's our friend the back button. One finger flick to the right.
Set up Siri. Heading.
Set up Siri.
Use Siri.
Cause two choices. Use Siri or one more finger flick to the right.
Don't use Siri.
Don't use Siri. And then here comes the heading. One more finger flick to the right.
What is Siri? Heading.
What is Siri heading? One finger flick to the right.
Siri helps you get things done just by asking. You can make a phone call, send a message, dictate a note, or check the weather. Siri sends information like your voice input, contacts, and location to Apple to process your requests.
Okay, one more finger flick to the right.
About Siri.
That's button. About Siri. One finger flick to the right again, and we can't go any further. So I'm going to choose use Siri. So one finger flick back to the left.
Siri helps you get things done just... What is Siri? Don't use Siri.
That's don't use Siri. One more finger flick to the left.
Use Siri.
Use Siri, one finger double tap.
Automatic back. Back button.
There's our friend the back button. One finger flick to the right.
Diagnostics. Heading.
Diagnostics heading.
Automatically send.
Automatically send, i.e. diagnostics to Apple. One finger flick to the right.
Don't send.
Don't send. Heading.
Diagnostics and usage. Heading.
Diagnostics and usage. One finger flick to the right.
Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending diagnostic and usage data. Diagnostic data may include location.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
About diagnostics and privacy.
About diagnostics and privacy. One more finger flick to the right. And we can't go any further. So I'm going to choose automatically send it for my case. So one finger flick to the left.
Help Apple improve its diagnostics and don't send.
That's don't send. And I could do one finger double tap on. Or one more finger flick back to the left.
Automatically send.
Automatically send. One finger double tap.
Registration. Back. Back button.
Okay, our friend the back button. One finger flick to the right.
Registration. Heading.
Registration heading. One finger flick to the right.
Next. Button.
That's the next button. Flick to the right.
Register with Apple. Switch button. On.
Double tap to toggle Apple. Setting. Currently switch button on. So if I double tap now, if one finger would turn it off, flick to the right.
Register this device to your Apple ID to stay up to date on product information and get faster access to support. Heading.
Okay, so basically you're registering this phone with your Apple ID. Flick to the right. And we can't go any further. So I'm going to leave it on. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left to get to the next button.
Register with Apple. Next. Button.
Okay, there's the next button. One finger double tap.
Welcome to iPhone.
Okay, welcome to iPhone. Touch towards the top of the screen. So I touch towards the top of the screen. One finger flick to the right.
Welcome to iPhone.
Welcome to iPhone. Flick to the right.
Get started. Button.
Get started button, flick to the right, and I can't go any further. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on get started button.
Home. Messages. Double tap to open.
And I'm now at the home screen of my iPhone. So the first thing I'm going to do first is lock my phone with the power button at the top right hand side.
Screen locked.
Okay, I'm going to press the home button.
1:45 p.m.
Okay, so I'm on the unlock screen. Now I'm going to put my thumb on the home button.
Messages.
And there we go. I've just unlocked my phone using the fingerprint sensor, and this is the first time I've actually used it. And besides being very easy to set up, it's absolutely amazing now to actually start using it. So I'm going to lock it again with the power button. Now I'm just going to show you another option you can do. Because we've also got the passcode there, I actually don't have to use my thumb in my case to unlock the iPhone automatically. So I'll just show you. I'm just going to press the power button.
1:46 p.m.
I'm going to touch the middle of the screen. Three finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2.
And I've brought up the keypad for the unlock passcode. So if I touch the screen.
1. 3.
Okay, I'm just using the keypad.
2. 0. Messages.
Okay, so I've also unlocked the screen that way as well. Okay, so if I lock it again.
Screen locked.
Press the home button. And now use my thumb again.
1:47 p.m. Messages.
Okay, it's unlocked.
Double tap.
Actually, while we're doing this, why don't we just see what happens if I put another finger on there? Press the power button to lock. Press the home button.
1:47 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to put the wrong finger on there.
Try again.
So it says try again. So now I'm going to put my thumb on there.
Messages.
And I've unlocked the phone.
Double tap to open.
Okay, so we're now at the home screen of the iPhone with apps or icons on the screen spread over two pages. Okay, so if I touch towards the top left hand side of my screen,
messages, double tap to open,
and my messages, and if I do one finger flick to the right,
calendar, Thursday the 10th of October,
flick to the right,
photos. One photo stream update, camera, double tap to open, weather,
clock,
maps,
videos,
notes,
reminders,
stocks.
Stops.
Game Center.
Newsstand.
iTunes Store.
App Store.
Passbook.
Compass.
Settings. Page 1 of 2. Adjustable.
That's page 1 of 2.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, as I was flicking to the right, then it was basically moving across each row down to the next one on the left-hand side and across again. And I'll come back to this slider in a minute to go to the next screen. So one finger flick to the right.
Phone. Double tap to open.
So the bottom icons on the touch screen, we've got phone on the left hand side.
Mail. Double tap to open.
One finger flick to the right again.
Safari.
Web
double
browser.
Double tap to open.
And one more finger flick to the right.
Music.
And there's music.
Double tap to open.
So if I want to get to the next screen, I'm just going to do one finger flick back to that slider.
Safari. Mail. Phone. Page 1 of 2. Okay. Adjustable.
And if I do one finger flick up.
Swipe up or down. Page 2 of 2.
I'm on page two.
Adjustable.
So if I touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Extras folder. Two apps.
That's the extras folder.
Double tap to open.
If I do one more finger flick to the right.
Voice memos.
We've got voice memos.
Double tap to open. FaceTime. Double tap. Page 2 of 2.
And then we're back down to that slider. If I flick again.
Swipe up,
to the right. We're back down
double
to the bottom,
to
which is called the dock. For phone, mail, Safari, music. So let me just go and show you how you open up a folder. So if I do a one finger flick back to the left.
Page 2 of 2. FaceTime. Voice memos. Extras folder. Two apps. Double tap to open.
Okay, so that's one finger double tap to open, as with most things on the iPhone. So one finger double tap.
Extras. Heading.
And I'm now
text
in the extras
field.
Folder. So if I do a one finger flick to the right.
Contacts.
I've got contacts.
Calculator.
And I can't go any further. So to close the folder, I just press the home button.
Extras folder, two apps.
And I'm back to the extras
double
folder.
Double tap to open.
Now, what I could do is flick back to that slider and then do a one finger flick down to get back to the first home screen. If I don't want to do that, I can do a three finger flick on the screen to the right.
Page 1 of 2, messages. Double tap to open.
Okay, which puts us back on the initial home screen. And the same idea, if I didn't want to use that slider to get to the second screen, I can do a three finger flick to the left.
Extras folder.
Okay, and that moves us to the second screen
double
as well.
Double tap to open.
So I'm going to go back to the first screen. Three finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2. Messages. Double tap to open.
And we're back on messages. Now if I touch the top of the screen. So if I come up to the top of the screen. Find the grill and bring my finger down.
1:51 p.m.
That's the status
bar
line.
Item. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
And as it said, you can do a three-finger swipe down,
or flick down, as I tend to say,
to bring up the notification center. So if I do that now.
Notifications selected today. Button, one of three.
Okay, so we've got views for today, which is selected. Flick to the right.
All. Button. All. Missed.
Missed. One more finger, flick to the right.
Thursday, the 10th of October.
Flick to the right again.
Windy conditions with low visibility. The high will be 32 degrees. The low tonight will be 18 degrees.
Okay, and of course that's the weather. And of course if I wanted to come out of there, I'm just going to press the home button.
Messages.
And I'm out.
Double tap to open.
And if I touch the status line again.
1:53 p.m. Status bar item. Your
finger flick up this time.
Control center, airplane mode, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, this is where you can toggle things quickly on and off in the control center. So that's airplane mode. One finger flick to the right.
Wi-Fi on.
Wi-Fi is currently.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Wi-Fi is currently on. One finger flick to the right.
Bluetooth on.
Bluetooth is currently on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So if I did one finger double tap.
Off.
I've turned it off. One finger double tap.
On.
I'll turn it back on again. Flick to the right.
Do not disturb. Off.
That's do not disturb. It's currently off.
Double lock orientation.
Lock
off.
Orientation is currently off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, that's where I can turn the phone into landscape, sideways, or portrait, the right way up, etc. One finger flick to the right.
Brightness. 27%. Adjustable.
That's the slider, so swipe I can do one finger one flick finger up to adjust or the down value. To adjust the value, as it just said.
Track position. 0 seconds. Of.
Okay, this
seconds.
Is the music player items. That's track position.
Previous track.
Previous track.
Play. Button.
Play pause.
Next track.
Next track.
Volume. 56%. Volume. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And of course, it's a one finger flick up or down to adjust the volume for the music player. One finger flick to the right.
Airdrop. Contacts only.
That's
button.
Airdrop. Is it to contacts only?
Torch. Button.
That's the torch button. Or as I believe people in the US say, flashlight. So this is actually currently the button that actually turns the flash on the back on the camera, so you can use it as a flashlight in the dark. So you can use it as a, in Australia, a torch, or in the US, a flashlight in the dark. Okay, one more finger flick to the right.
Clock, button.
That's the clock.
Calculator.
Button.
Camera, button.
And that's it, okay? And again, if I just press the home button, I've come out of the control center. Now, with notifications, it said messages. It didn't say what it came back to when I've just pressed the home button, but if I touch the screen.
Messages.
Okay, I'm back to the home screen. Double tap to open. Okay, and let's just check if Siri's working. So I'm going to hold in the home button and just ask Siri, even though I've already checked the weather, what the weather today is in Gosford. So I'm holding in the home button. What is the weather today in Gosford?
Okay. The temperature today will range between 18 and 33 degrees.
Okay, so that's basically Siri's working very nicely. Button. So I'm going to press the home button.
Messages.
Now, just another double note about the status line. Let me just go and touch it again above below the grill. 2:01 p.m.
Status bar item.
If I do a one finger flick to the left past the clock.
Fingers, 4G. Status bar item.
Okay, that's 4G.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
If it was on a Wi-Fi network, it would probably say 3 or 3 bars and then give me the name of the Wi-Fi network, such as David's network, the network here at work, etc. So one finger flick to the left.
Telstra mobile network.
That's Telstra, that's
status
my mobile carrier.
4 of 5 bars.
That's my signal strength for 5 bars. And if I do one more finger flick to the left, I can't go any further. So if I flick to the
Telstra
right.
Telstra mobile net 4G.
That's 4G,
PM.
The clock.
Bluetooth on.
That's my
status
Bluetooth status.
70% battery power. Status
that's my
bar item.
Battery level, 70%.
Swipe down with three fingers to
and if I do one finger flick to the right, of course I can't go any further. And if I just want to get off the status line, come back to the main home screen, I just touch anywhere off the status line.
Messages.
Okay, double and I'm back to the main home screen. Now, one thing that has changed in iOS 7 to previous versions of iOS was Spotlight, which is the way you search on the phone. So for example, I at the home button, at the home screen, I used to be able to press the home button now, like that, and that would take me to the Spotlight search. No longer works. So what I have to do is make sure that I'm on an icon on the home screen. So if I touch it again.
Reminders.
Okay, there's reminders, for
double
example.
Tap to open.
Now if I do a three-finger flick down.
Search field is editing. Search iPhone.
Okay, I've brought up the search iPhone option, which is actually very handy now. So if I press the home button now,
messages,
I've returned to the home screen. So just keep in mind that a three-finger flick down on an icon on the main home screen brings up Spotlight, but if you're on the status line, a three-finger flick down would bring up the notification center. Let me just press the home button twice to bring up the app switcher. So I'm going to do the home button twice. One, two.
App switcher.
One finger flick to the right.
Phone. Running. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
Now, in previous versions of iOS, you had four icons per screen. What you now have is a continuous scrolling, if you like, of icons, so that I can now just one finger flick to the right.
Settings, running.
Okay, now because I've only accessed swipe mail or settings, I could actually keep going if I had a lot more available rather than just four items per screen. If I'm on the one that I want to use, I can then do a one finger double tap, or if I want to close it, like I'm currently on settings, do a three finger flick up.
Closing settings. Phone.
And
running.
I've just closed settings, a three finger flick up.
Closing phone.
And it's brought me back to only one icon now, which is home. So if I double tap that.
Home. Messages.
Okay, double I'm back on messages, open. Back on the home screen, or I just could have pressed the home button to go back. And that completes this demonstration of the iPhone 5S, including information about the iPhone 5S itself, physical description, the setup process, including setting up for the Touch ID fingerprint sensor, an explanation of the home screens, including the status menu, control center, notifications, and spotlight. A quick demo of Siri. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of the iPhone 5S. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.